So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. And happy Thursday to you. And most importantly, happy draft day, draft night to you as well. That's right. The NFL draft gets underway tonight, and we finally are going to have our question answered, our main question answered. Who will the Falcons pick with the number 8 overall pick? I cannot wait for the NFL draft tonight. It's going to be a great night in sports. We got the draft. We also have game 6 of the first round of the NBA playoffs continuing between our Atlanta Hawks and the Boston Celtics after we all know Trae Young hit that dagger 3 to force a game 6. It's going to be a great night in sports. The Braves won last night as well. We'll let you hear how the comeback sounded because they did win the game in comeback fashion. We'll let you hear that when we go around the A in about 17 minutes. So it should be a great night in sports. The Braves will finish out their series against the Marlins as they go for the sweep. Hopefully the Braves, hopefully the Braves win, but hopefully the Hawks can force a game 7 as well. Back at home, you got DeJounte Murray back. You have momentum after your game 6 performance and Trae Young's heroics. Hopefully you do not make Janet Jackson move her concert for nothing. Because, I mean, that's the most important story, right? I mean, you lose, you made Janet move her concert for nothing. Some people going to be angry out there. Janet herself might be a little angry. Nah, I'm joking, kid. But seriously, hope the Hawks do, hopefully they do capitalize on that momentum that they do have. Hopefully they capitalize on getting their second star back in DeJounte Murray, getting a second life almost, and taking advantage of that and forcing a game 7 and seeing what happens, because you get to a game 7, all bets are off. Anything can happen. I don't care where the game 7 is. It doesn't matter. Game 7s, anything can happen. So if the Hawks can force a game 7, it's going to be big time. But we have to start with the NFL draft. Who the Falcons go pick, y'all? Go ahead and tweet at me at _DylanMatthews with your final predictions. Tomorrow we will be reacting to what the Hawks did in the first round. And again, quick programming note before we fully get the wheels turning on the Hometown Take this morning. With the Hawks forcing a game 6, that game is going to be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Pregame is at 8 with Mike Conti. Tip at 8:30 with Steve Holman. Bang! And they will have you covered. Actually, Mike Conti is going to be on the NFL draft show that's going to be on V103, our sister station, because the Hawks are going to be on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I believe Andy Bunker, yes, Andy Bunker is going to be on the pregame show for the Atlanta Hawks game tonight. So Andy Bunker, Steve Holman, they got you covered on Hawks. Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer, they have you covered on all things NFL draft tonight. That show is from 8 to 11 again on our sister station, V103. So if you want to go back and forth, you're going to have to toggle between V103 and 92.9 The Game if you want draft coverage and Atlanta Hawks basketball on your airwaves. So What are the Falcons going to do? Let's talk about it. I mean, there are so many different ways they can go. If I'm making a guess, and I'll give you my final prediction before we sign off, I think if the two corners are there, Christian Gonzalez and Devon Witherspoon, I think they go that route. I think they go the route of cornerback. You really solidify your backfield for years, especially if Jeff Okuda balls out, because Okuda is essentially on a one-year deal. They have until May 1st to pick up his fifth-year option. If I had to guess, I don't think the Falcons are going to pick up Okuda's fifth-year option, make this a one-year prove-it deal for Jeff Okuda. You have Mike Hughes as well, who you signed to a two-year deal, but you draft either Devon Witherspoon or Christian Gonzalez. You sign A.J. Terrell to a long-term contract extension here very soon because he has earned it. He does deserve a contract extension for how good he has been one of the best corners in the league, A.J. Terrell has. So A.J. Terrell gets a contract. Obviously, you'll have control over, you'll have either Christian Gonzalez or Devon Witherspoon locked up for 4 or 5 years. If Jeff Okuda does what we all hope he can do here in Atlanta, then he probably gets a contract. Then we'll see what happens with, you know, Mike Hughes. Again, he's here for at least 2 years. So you could have your secondary locked up for a few years if you draft corner. And you could have arguably one of the best, if not the best, secondary in the league between A.J. Terrell, Christian Gonzalez, or Devon Witherspoon. Jeff Okuda, Mike Hughes, that sounds like a dynamic and dangerous secondary who will help a newly bolstered defensive line in Calais Campbell, Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, Taquan Graham, Arnold Ebiketie, Lorenzo Carter coming off the edge to rush. So I think they could go that route. But I wouldn't be surprised if we hear Nolan Smith's name called. And I'm going to be honest. I don't want to hear this name called necessarily, but don't be surprised if you hear Bijan Robinson's name called at 8 as well. Look, I would not be frustrated. I would not necessarily be, well, I might be a little frustrated, but I wouldn't be fuming mad. Steam wouldn't be coming out of my ears. Like, I wouldn't be super angry at the Falcons for drafting Bijan Robinson, because we know Arthur Smith puts an emphasis on running the football. So Bijan Robinson on the Atlanta Falcons would be a great addition, and he would be a great weapon for this offense. Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier, I mean, talk about a great running back duo. That would be an elite running back duo. However, Tyler Algier just broke the Falcons' rookie rushing record last year as a fifth-round pick. A fifth-round pick. So we know we have a guy who can get the job done, and he's on a fifth-round rookie deal. He's not making that much money. So Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot have proven that they can find quality running backs in the later rounds. So I just don't understand, unless they just think he's the next coming of whoever, which he is supposed to be a generational talent and is a generational talent in a lot of people's eyes. I just don't know if I want to spend a number 8 overall pick on Bijan Robinson. Now, what I will say is, and this is another scenario that could happen, and this is why this draft is one of the most interesting drafts, not only for the Atlanta Falcons, but just overall, but specifically for the Atlanta Falcons, this is one of the most interesting drafts because there are just so many different ways that they can go. So it's exciting. Because don't be surprised if the Atlanta Falcons also trade back. Say if Devon Witherspoon, Christian Gonzalez, they're gone. Obviously, if Jalen Carter's gone. And if they're not as in love with Nolan Smith as we maybe think they could be. They could trade back, get an extra pick, and then draft Bijan Robinson. If that happens, I am completely fine with it. I am completely fine with the Falcons drafting Bijan Robinson. Again, I'll be feeling slightly away if they just draft him straight up at number eight. But if you trade back, get an extra pick for him, get a little extra value for Bijan Robinson, then do it. Go ahead. I'm with it. I'm with it. So it's just going to be very interesting to see what the Falcons do with that number eight overall pick. They could also go offensive line, draft Peter Skoronski, who some people, some national media scouts, what have you, they believe that his arms may be a little too short to play tackle, but that he would be an elite guard. And I know the Falcons aren't drafting for need. They're drafting best player available. But if in their eyes he's the best player available, that would just so happen to cover a need. Because what do the Falcons need? A left guard. Because we haven't really brought anybody in that screams, oh, he's our starting left guard. We don't have anybody like that right now. Right now it's looking like a training camp battle that I wouldn't necessarily be excited with anybody who would come out of that job or come out of that battle with a job for left guard. So they could go Peter Skoronski as well, and I would not be surprised, and I would actually be very excited about that pick because sometimes you got to draft the big uglies early. You got to get them early. It ain't sexy. It ain't fun. It ain't cute, but it's necessary to get them big dudes early on so you can have a good offensive line to protect Desmond Ridder. So let me know what you think the Falcons are going to do with the number eight overall pick. Make sure you tweet at me at underscore Dylan Matthews. I cannot wait for the NFL draft tonight, and I cannot wait to watch the Hawks game as well. Hopefully the Braves get the sweep. And as a matter of fact, we're going to preview the Hawks. We're going to talk about the Braves' comeback win last night to win the series. And we'll keep talking about the NFL draft when we go around the A. Atlanta United was also in action last night. We got action at the Fraction last night as Atlanta United opened up their Open Cup play last night. So we got to get into all of that. And that means we got to take a trip around the A. All the local sports stories for you, always at 520, right here on the Hometown Take on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Around the A's up in 5 minutes. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews, rocking with you until 6 a.m. Then we will talk to The Morning Shift, and they will have you covered on all things NFL draft as well. Preview the Hawks game for you. They'll talk about the Braves. They'll have you covered on all local sports stories as I will. And speaking of the local sports stories, Braves were in action. They're back in action tonight as well, going for the series sweep against the Miami Marlins. The Hawks obviously play a big game six tonight, facing elimination once again, but they're back at home in the A with some momentum. Atlanta United, the Five Stripes, had action at the Fraction last night. And, of course, we got the NFL draft. So many stories to get to. Without further ado, it's time to take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
All right, let's start with the Atlanta Braves because they had their backs against the wall a little bit last night against the Miami Marlins, going up against Sandy Alcantara, and they found themselves down 4-0 early on in the game. But this Braves team never quits. This Braves team, so talented, 1-9, that they are never out of it. They never say die. And they got themselves on the comeback train. And they rode it all the way home. Let's take a journey into how the Atlanta Braves were able to make that comeback. So, down 4-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Ronald Acuña Jr. gets everything started.
Just trusting in ourselves, you know. We just got a scratch the whole time, and we just stuck with it, and it was a good team win right there.
We'll have the Ronald Acuña Jr. here in just a second, but he does hit a solo home run, and he made it 4-1 in favor of the Miami Marlins. And then Matt Olson, he also hit a solo shot, and he it was 4-2. The Braves made it 4-2 after Ronald Acuña Jr.'s solo home run. Then Matt Olson hit himself a solo home run, and in the bottom of the eighth, and the bottom of the eighth is when it really started to get juicy. Matt Olson hits a solo home run as well, hit that thing towards the chop house, and that made it 4-3 in favor of the Atlanta Braves. Let's hear how that Matt Olson home run sounded.
1-1 to Olson. Olson to right field. Back at the wall.
Matt Olson makes it a one-run ball game, so it's 4-3. Eddie Rosario triples, and I don't know why this happened, but like Brandon Godden wasn't on the call for the game-tying triple that Eddie Rosario had. It was somebody else. So I don't know what happened. Like the Braves posted it, and I was like, why is this not Brandon Godden? All the other highlights are Brandon Godden, and they went on to delete that highlight. So I don't know what happened there. So Eddie Rosario hits a game-tying triple. That's all you need to know. It is now 4-4 in the bottom of the eighth, and the Braves are still rallying. 2-1, 2-out, bottom of the eighth. The Braves looking to tie it up, and Vaughn Grissom delivers.
Ozzie breaks for second, and the ball gets into right center, and the Braves have come back to take the lead.
Vaughn Grissom coming in clutch. Go-ahead RBI single in the bottom of the ninth, and the Braves would go on to win 6-4. They got a little extra insurance run as well. I believe Marcell Ozuna hit into a fielder's choice and got one extra run in. So shout-out to Marcell. You know, he's been getting a little booed lately, so it's been rough for him. So he at least contributed to one run last night. But most importantly, the Braves 6-4 winners over the Miami Marlins got a big victory. And it's big for the Braves to come back like that because Sandy Alcantara, I mean, that's a bad dude. Cy Young winner last year. So for the Braves to get the win in the comeback fashion that they did last night should be a huge momentum boost, morale boost for the Atlanta Braves. I mean, they were already doing just fine even if they dropped last night's game. But to get the win, that is huge. And Vaughn Grissom, the hero last night. Eddie Rosario, too. I mean, with that game-time RBI triple, that was big time as well. And Eddie Rosario has been heating up. He's had a couple of home runs. He homered last night. Homered the game, not the game before last night, but the game before that one. So Eddie Rosario's been on a tear. Obviously, like I said, the game-tying triple last night. But Vaughn Grissom, also one of the heroes. And he talked to Lauren Jabara last night from Bally Sports, and he talked about what his mindset was and what he was doing in that final at-bat where he got the game-winning run.
Well, I was hunting a certain pitch, and it was one I got, and I just wanted to put a barrel on it and see what happened.
That's right. Put it in play, put a barrel on it, see what you can do. Vaughn Grissom also talked about how this team is never out of a game. This team is always going to fight. This team never says we're done. They never roll over because 1-9, they know they got them boppers. They know they got them bats. So they just play until the very end.
Yeah, we're never out of a fight, you know, so that's the best part about us. We got 1-9, we can rake, and defense has been stellar. Austin Riley played great defense today, just kept us in the game, and Bryce pitched a well game, so we just hung in there until it was our time to go.
That's right. You hang in there. try to, you hope to, really, for the offense. Hope your pitching keeps you in the game. And Bryce Elder wasn't as good as he has been in his first couple of starts. Got roughed up just a little bit, but was enough to keep the Braves in it, especially with this offense, this potent, potent Braves offense. And they just hang in there. Late innings, they turned it on, and the Braves got the 6-4 victory. But there was also another feel-good story behind the Braves' win last night. Ronald Acuna Jr., that home run he hit it on the fifth year anniversary of his first major league home run. Before we get to Brian Snicker, actually, can we go to the Ronald Acuna Jr. home run, the solo home run? Since we didn't hear it before, let's hear it now. Ronald Acuna Jr. getting the comeback started, hitting a solo home run on the five-year anniversary of when he hit his first.
He flew out in the first. He walked in the third. Alcantara back to work. Left center field off the bat of Acuna. And gone. And the Braves are on the board at the bottom of the sixth. On the five-year anniversary of his first major league homer.
He went ahead and hit another one. So very fitting for Ronald Acuna Jr. And last night was the five-year anniversary of his major league debut. So we've had 5 years of Ronald Acuna Jr. Man, does it seem like it? Seems like Ronald Acuna Jr. still just kind of popped on the scene, at least to me. Doesn't seem like it's been 5 years. That is awesome. And Brian Snicker, after the game, talked about how good it feels to have a healthy Ronald Acuna Jr. back. Obviously, we're all on 40-40 watch. Brian Snicker was talking about how good it feels to have a healthy Ronald Acuna Jr. back and just having him for 5 years now and the time flying by.
Yeah, really, really good. He's grown and maturing as a player and a person, and, you know, as he's a father, and so he's come a long way from, like, the first time I saw him, I think, in instructional league years ago. And you watch, and that's kind of a cool thing to see guys mature and just kind of, you know, they get better with the repetitions, and he's become one of the better players in the game. I mean, just with that skill set and what he's doing, and this year it's just been really, really good, I think mainly because he's healthy. He has his legs and went through a lot last year, grinding through the year, and it's kind of neat to, you know, to see after he had a normal offseason what he's capable of again. He's just, as he is maturing and getting more confidence in what he's doing.
5 years of Ronald Acuna Jr., and he's only getting better. Love to see a healthy Ronald Acuna Jr. right now, and Brian Snicker is loving it as well. We also have a healthy Ozzie Albies, and that is huge for the Atlanta Braves because we really didn't have that at all last year. And he went 1-for-2 last night with 2 walks. Ozzie did. He's getting hot right now. And Brian Snicker talked about how great it feels to also have a healthy Ozzie.
Saint like Ronald, you know, I just was talking about Ozzie to somebody else. I mean, how well he's doing, you know, and there's nobody that loves getting their cleats dirty any more than Ozzie, that's for sure. And to see him healthy and playing again every day, it's been really neat because I just know how much he loves to play baseball. And you know, he's that one kid that I always say, if you play the game like Ozzie, you're going to play it right. I mean, because it's just the way he gets after it. And it's fun to watch him when he's out there in his element.
Brian Snicker does always say that if you play the game like Ozzie Albies, you play the game of baseball like Ozzie Albies, that you're playing the game right. He loves his Ozzie, and he loves his entire team, and team is playing very, very well for Snit right now. So Braves, 6-4 winners over the Miami Marlins. They go for the series sweep this afternoon. Getaway day, 12:20, first pitch, Kyle Wright versus, of course, now I forget it, I had it pulled up, but we'll have it here for you in a moment. Who is Kyle Wright pitching against this afternoon? He's pitching against, drum roll please, why did I click on that? That's already in it. He is pitching against Braxton Garrett. So Kyle Wright versus Braxton Garrett as the Braves go for the series sweep. Again, first pitch scheduled for 12:20. As we continue around the A right here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios, we've been talking about it. Talked about it in the opening segment, the Atlanta Falcons. Draft night is tonight, baby. How excited are you? Terry Fontenot is excited, but he also is unsure of what's going to happen tonight. Terry Fontenot spoke to the media a couple of days ago, and he just straight up said, this is the most uncertain draft I've ever experienced.
I would say, in my opinion, this is the most uncertain it's been, in my opinion, because you really just don't know, and we do. We sit there, we try to game it out, and think about what we'd expect or what we'd anticipate, but there's just too many things. There's a lot of things that you can't predict. You don't really know what another team is thinking, regardless of what's out there. You don't really know what another team's thinking. You don't know when someone's going to trade up and how that affects other things, if someone's going to trade up and someone's going to trade back. So it is difficult, but what we just have to do is make sure we really talk through as many different scenarios as we can so we're comfortable and ready to make a move when we need to. But what we're excited about is, again, whether we're moving up, moving down, or staying at eight, we're going to get a really good player that's going to make an impact for us.
That's right. The Braves. Was just talking about the Braves so much, they're on the brain. The Atlanta Falcons will have a very, very large amount of good players sitting there at the number eight overall pick when they are on the clock and do draft tonight. So just got to figure out, go through all the scenarios, all the possibilities, and be ready for anything, because that is one thing about the NFL draft. The only thing you do know is that you have no idea what's going to happen. Things get wonky on draft night. You think you know what's going to happen going into it, but then one monkey wrench is all it takes. Just one team to stir the pot, and then everything gets messed up and jumbled up, and it can turn crazy real quick during the NFL draft. But the Atlanta Falcons will have an impact player before night's end tonight, and we will see who that player is. All right, Arthur Smith also talked to the media just a few days ago, and he talked about kind of what Terry was talking about, just being ready for any and everything. He was talking about how the team runs through mock drafts and creates their own scenarios and events for whatever could happen.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got different processes. You know, the scouts go through it. You go through it. Terry and I talk all the time. I mean, there's so many variables that can happen in front of you where you pick. You try to have a good understanding, more importantly, of who's realistically going to be there, especially at eight, you know, ready to make the pick. Again, there, who knows what will really happen Thursday night, but then you got to be ready also to be able to move as well, and you're okay with moving depending on what you're getting. So we're always constantly going through that, but, you know, we don't put that little jingle on there and not have everybody act like a team. I know some teams do that where they try to mock the whole thing out, or you guys do on your – which is great. But the reality is, you know, we try to game through that, and we're talking all the time about, all right, if player X is here, what do you want to do? He may be in our pod. Well, somebody may trade up, somebody may take him unexpectedly, or vice versa. So we're always trying to work through that constantly.
Got to work through any and everything, be ready for any and everything. Got to be ready to move up, got to be ready to move down, got to be ready to adjust your pick at eight possibly. You have to be ready for any and everything on the night of the NFL draft. And that's what makes it so exciting, the unpredictability of the NFL draft, and I can't wait for it. Again, NFL draft show tonight will be on V103, the Hawks. Game 6 against the Boston Celtics will be on Sports Radio 92.9, the game flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Pre-game at 8, tip at 8:30 for the Hawks game. Andy Bunker going to have you for pre-game, halftime, and post-game. Steve Holman's going to have the call as always. Mike Conte, Wes Durham, Dave Archer going to be on V103 tonight, giving you all things Atlanta Falcons and all things NFL draft. Real quick, before we wrap up this Around the A, the Atlanta United, they were in action last night. Action at the Fraction as they were up in Kennesaw taking on Memphis 901 FC in their Open Cup match. They did fall 2-1. A little bit of a second-choice lineup for Atlanta United last night, so no big deal there. Hate for them to get the loss, but we're focusing on MLS. We want to win that MLS Cup. We got to win that MLS Cup again. So they didn't go too crazy when they talked about their lineup and going for Open Cup. So all good there. They take on Nashville this Saturday. kicks at 1:30. You can hear that match right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, by the way, if the Atlanta Hawks lose tonight, if they win, then actually, no, you'll hear the game either way on 92.9 The Game because it's an early game for Atlanta United against Nashville. That pregame is going to be at 1, kick at 1:30. Hawks and Celtics, game 7 later on that day would be later on to where it wouldn't interfere with the Atlanta United match. So that's all what's going on in the city of Atlanta, in the state of Georgia. A lot going on right now. Really the best time of the year when it comes to sports. All right. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about the draft. We'll get a little preview of Hawks and Celtics tonight. I'll give you my thoughts on that. And we'll wrap things up and talk to the morning shift as well. All that's coming up in about 5 minutes right here on The Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is The Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a good Thursday morning. And we got an exciting Thursday night tonight because it is draft night in the NFL. And what are the Atlanta Falcons going to do? What's going to happen in this draft? I mean, it seems so unpredictable right now. I'm not going to say this is the most unpredictable draft in history or anything like that. Josh Kendall joined the morning shift yesterday, and he talked about how it seems like at this point of the year, every year when we get to the night before and the week of the NFL draft, it always seems like this draft or that draft is the most unpredictable. And he's like, it kind of always happens. There's just always some uncertainty, obviously, going into the NFL draft every single year. So I won't say this is the most unpredictable or uncertain NFL draft, but it is going to be unpredictable and it will be exciting. And I am super excited for it, to say the least. So what are the Falcons going to do? I'm going to go ahead and give you my final prediction right now. I think the Atlanta Falcons, with the 8 overall pick, are going to draft Christian Gonzalez. I think they're going to draft Christian. I think Witherspoon and Gonzalez will both be there for the Falcons at 8. They get their guy, which is Christian Gonzalez. I think they really are excited about getting another top corner in the secondary to help the bolstered defensive line. And I think that they think the defensive line is so deep in this year's draft, they will use the 44th overall pick in the second round to get their defensive lineman. Maybe Adebare out of Northwestern. So I think they'll go corner because they feel like defensive line is deep enough in this draft to where they can wait at 44, and I'd be totally fine with that. And just the reward of having a secondary like A.J. Terrell, Christian Gonzalez, Jeff Okuda, and Mike Hughes is just absolutely, I mean, how can you pass that up? How can you pass having a secondary like that up? Now, I will throw one caveat in there. If Jalen Carter is there, I think they'll draft Jalen Carter. That's my only caveat I'm going to throw in. I know you're like, oh, Dele, you switch it up. You're supposed to be getting. No, I don't think Jalen Carter is going to be there. I think Seattle is going to draft him at 5. But if Jalen Carter is there, I think they draft Jalen Carter. I will say that. But there's no telling. We're going to see. It's going to be very interesting to see what the Atlanta Falcons do with the 8 overall pick. Tweet at me at @DylanMatthews and give me your final predictions for the Atlanta Falcons. Who are they drafting at 8? Is it going to be Christian Gonzalez, Devon Witherspoon, Nolan Smith? Do you think Jalen Carter drops and they draft him? Do you think they trade up? Do you think they trade down? What do you think the Atlanta Falcons do tonight? Tweet at me at @DylanMatthews. Again, my final pick, Christian Gonzalez. That's my guess. That's who I'm sticking with. And if I'm right, you will hear about it tomorrow morning. If I'm wrong, well, we just won't talk about it. We'll just talk about whoever they actually drafted. But let's talk about the Atlanta Hawks quickly before we talk to the morning shift. You have to take advantage if you're the Atlanta Hawks. You have to capitalize on the momentum you have going into this game. You stunned Boston. Boston, also, they were asleep on you last game. They thought they were going to roll into Boston, just pick up the basketball, start playing, and beat you. They didn't think they were going to have to give maximum effort to beat you in Game 5. They thought they had already broken you after beating you in Atlanta, going up 3-1 on you, and they thought coming back to Boston, they could just show up and that would be enough. And you proved them wrong, which is great. But now, the Celtics are going to come back sharp. They're not going to make the same mistake twice. I wouldn't bet on it. They're going to be ready, and they're going to come out swinging. You have to come out swinging even harder. A fast start is key for the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Get out to a fast start. Get the crowd into it. You don't want to get down early. If they do, I believe they will come back. But I think it is in the best interest of the Atlanta Hawks, as it always is, to get off to a fast start. You always want to get off to a fast start in whatever sport you're playing. But specifically tonight, you want to get off to a fast start because Boston is going to come out swinging. And if they get on, they get up to a big lead, they're going to keep their foot on your neck. They're going to try and keep you down. They're going to try their darndest to keep you down. So don't give them that opportunity. Get off to a fast start. Get the crowd into it early. And just play your game. Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, play your game. Bogey's going to have to knock down shots. Hopefully we get another big game from John Collins because he was a vital part of that win last night. Excuse me, not last night, but in Game 5 on Tuesday. So the Hawks are going to have to come out fast, and we'll see what happens. But very excited for tonight. It's going to be a great night in sports. Hawks, Game 6, again, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, pregame at 8 o'clock with Andy Bunker, tip at 8:30 with Steve Holman, NFL Draft Show with Mike Conte, Dave Archer, and Wes Durham. That is on V103, our sister station. Remember that. V103, if you want to hear our NFL draft show with Mike Conte, Dave Archer, and Wes Durham, that's going to get started at 8 o'clock. It's going to take you pretty much all the way through the first round. All right, when we come back, you already know we got to catch up with the morning shift. They're obviously going to be talking a lot of NFL draft. They'll preview the Hawks, talk about the Braves comeback win, I'm sure. We'll see what else they got coming up on today's show. Let's catch up with Mike Johnson, Tiffany Blackman, and Bo Morgan. Next, in about 5 minutes, we'll see what the morning shift is talking about on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.